You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschooling Kids Weekly Leader Training, helping you teach your kids the big story of the Bible.
Hi again, and welcome to the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. On this episode, Unit 21, Session 1, Jesus's early miracles. I think I was getting used to saying Jesus's that I think I had a little twang on that one, 21.
Oh, maybe so. I was going to just compliment you on your ability to say Jesus's.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I feel like really such a sinner that I don't like saying that word.
Well, yeah, this is a safe place. Confess, thank you for, repent.
I'm confessing and repenting. All right. Okay. What is the big idea of this session? I have no idea what it could be about.
Yeah, definitely a real surprise here. It's about some miracles he performed. Yeah,
let me guess, early on?
Early in his ministry, you got it. Yeah, but we do want to talk about how Jesus performed miracles because he cared for people and he was showing people that he is the Son of God.
Yeah, both of those are important. As we're going to encounter many more miracles of Jesus, of course, as we continue our study moving forward. And so this is a really good session to set that foundation mm-hmm. of what a miracle is, and that's the first thing I want to talk about in areas needing caution or prep time.
Yeah.
But also why. Mm-hmm. And so let me just jump to that.
Do
so the first area of needing some extra time or attention would be what a miracle is. Mm-hmm. And I think a good way of defining a miracle is God acting in a way outside what is normal for nature. So for example, think about Jesus walking on water. It's not normal for nature for somebody to walk on water, therefore it's a miracle. Mm-hmm. A lot of the healings and so forth. And this is where it starts to get a little bit wonky because, you know, there's natural healing. There's, take medicine and heal. You get a cut, it will heal in time. But then there's that supernatural as well in terms of Jesus healing miraculously.
Yeah.
And so that what is outside of the norm is important. But here also is the why. And again, I would encourage you as leaders to track with this ongoing as we continue talking about more of the miracles of Jesus. All of them were done for those two reasons. One, because he loves people.
Mm-hmm.
And two, because he wanted to reveal who he is. Both are important. If you just focus on one or the other, you get into a problem. If you focus simply on his love for people, then it puts us at the center. It's a man-centered mm-hmm. approach.
Yeah.
It makes Jesus our servant, our you know, great physician from an earthly perspective. And yes, it's true, he loves us, he is our great physician, but he does that for another reason, because he wants to reveal who he is. He's God, he's divine. Mm-hmm. If you just focus on that, then it becomes very utilitarian.
Yeah.
Then these people were simply props.
Mm-hmm.
And that just robs God of his heart, his love.
Yeah.
So this is a great time to show both of these matter. They both are important. We have to appreciate both of them. So as you teach, you really help your kids understand both of those at play here.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and since we're at the top of a unit, I wanted to help you, help our leaders see kind of our thinking behind choosing our key passage and big picture question for
now,
this
unit.
Now,
we want to obscure with the key passage on this one.
Yeah, definitely we thought a really challenging verse, had to dig in the New Testament to find something hard. We chose John 3:16, yeah. No, we really do want, we recognize that these are kids that we're teaching. We want to give them, verses that, are just really foundational to the faith. And I mean, we want them to be able to watch a baseball game and see John 3:16 on a sign in the crowd and know what it says.
Yeah.
But, it really is an important passage. And we thought it was great to include in this unit, too, because this actually is, we go through when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, and we cover that story, and that's where Jesus actually said the words of John 3:16. So we thought this is a great place to include that verse.
Yeah, and I think this is another time where we have to be careful and not assume things of our kids, especially preschool, mm-hmm. realm,
for
Karen.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of preschoolers will not know John 3:16, of course.
Sure.
They're still learning.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our kids, we may think, oh, I teach fifth graders. Surely they know John 3:16. They may not.
Yeah.
Biblical literacy is not where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't make that assumption If they do know it, great. It's a chance to talk about it. Still, we're going to encounter it.
Yeah.
But I would dare say a lot of your kids would be rubbing shoulders with this for the first time.
That's very true. Yeah. Especially preschoolers in particular.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
What about the big picture question?
Yeah, big picture question. So we went with what makes people special. People are special because God made us in his own image. And this goes back to what Brian was saying about the miracles, that Jesus performed miracles, not only to show people he's the Son of God, but also that he cares for people. And then why should we care for people? Why are people special? And it's because they're made in the image of God. Even just the title of this unit is called Among the People. And so we want preschoolers, kids, all to understand that all people are valuable because they're all made in the image of God. And that is kind of a heavy concept, but we just want to lay that biblical worldview that all people matter and all people are important.
Definitely. And that's another great opportunity, depending on, again, your kids, especially older kids, though, I would encourage you, this is a great opportunity also, as you're talking about that big picture question and answer, to talk about how we need to put to death any kind of ism, racism, sexism, you go down the list. Our kids are impacted by that, directly or indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be clear with them that the gospel— any of that is antithetical to the gospel.
Yeah.
That everybody has infinite value because we all bear the image of God, and for that reason alone. So it's an important idea that you're going to have the next 4 weeks to kind of noodle on with your kid.
Yeah.
All right, what else do you have that would be an area of concern or needing extra time?
Okay, well, preschool teachers, we got us an unclean spirit to deal with in this Bible story. Story covers three of Jesus's early miracles. I think that's right. Don't quote me on that. But one is he expelled an unclean spirit. And again, that is potentially scary. But again, we keep that same strategy that we've been saying throughout, and that's focus on the facts. Don't focus on the unclean spirit, but focus on the fact that Jesus had power over the spirit. And so you want to emphasize Jesus's power in this case. And again, know your preschoolers. If you're worried that this could potentially scare some of them, adjust as needed. Be careful in how you present it. And again, this may, if I'm remembering right, I think the video is not anything to be worried about, but go ahead and preview it. Do your due diligence.
Always
we really
encourage
you to
preview
it.
So, I would take a different approach, Karen.
Okay.
I'm seeing this as a great opportunity to teach your kids how important it is to wash their hands and warn them if you don't, you might get an unclean spirit.
So, yeah, okay.
You and I would just take different paths.
Yeah, that's true. And on that, Brian actually brings up a good point about unclean spirit. Like, what is that? I think that is kind of hard with preschoolers, but I think you might could talk about that a little bit more with older kids. But yeah, you probably definitely want to differentiate it from needing to wash your hands.
My kids struggle to get them to take a bath at times. They have an unclean spirit.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I don't even know how to respond to that. You caught me off guard with that.
I'm sorry. All right, well, let's move on. What else is there that you have?
Yeah, it looks like I have lots of stuff to say today. I thought this is such a fun activity, and it is listen to a guest reader. And so the activity encourages you to invite, a gifted storyteller, and we throw out some options. And understand, I totally know you may not have anybody that fits this bill that's an author, audiobook reader, or a literature teacher, a storyteller or library, but just somebody that reads well. I would invite them to come to your class, and I just think it's such a valuable way to get people involved in preschool ministry who maybe have, just not into it. And also, it's a great way to expose your preschooler to other adults in your congregation who love the Lord.
Definitely.
I just think it really helps build up the community and the body of Christ. Even when a little preschooler can recognize, hey, that man came and read a story to my class. It's just super valuable.
Karen, I think that's a great, great tip. I remember I served in a church several years ago. We had a man named Harold Bowles. He is with Christ now.
Aww.
Harold, he did radio in his younger days.
Cool.
And he had the best voice ever. I loved his voice. This deep, booming voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just see him reading to preschool. It would have been so amazing.
Yeah.
So I want to echo that. Guys, think about your ministry more broadly.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great opportunity for you, as Karen said, to expand your ministry and not only serve somebody else in your church by giving them an opportunity to serve, but to connect with your preschooler. So yeah, have fun with that one.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And again, I mentioned this last week, but we are making first aid kits this week. If you can do that, it's great to get your families to, donate those items. So,
yeah. All right. So Karen, is there anything in this session that stands out to you?
The unclean spirit. I love getting introduced to Jesus's miracles. And I kind of like that this is just like a broad stroke. We kind of hit on several mm-hmm. at once. Think it's great to get on the radar about the things that he did, that Jesus was not an ordinary person, you know?
Yeah, this one's priming the pump. And again, we're going to encounter many different miracles in our study in the weeks ahead. But I just love also reminding our kids that the same Jesus who worked then is he's the same Jesus now.
So true.
And while he is not bound to perform any miracles, mm-hmm. he is still at work with the same power, the same love.
Yeah.
And that's a great source of comfort for us.
Yeah.
The Jesus who cared deeply about people in the Gospels cares deeply about us. The same Jesus who has the power to bring life from death in the Gospels brings life from death for us, mm-hmm. speaking of sin.
Yeah.
So just a great opportunity for us to set that stage as we continue exploring that in the weeks ahead.
Good word.
All right, so let's end right there. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We hope that you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool. And for more helpful resources, visit gospelproject.com.